You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now on 914-15 NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. We're at Concord Orthopedics this hour of the show, presented by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. And this segment of the program presented by Rath Young and Pignatelli, a national impact that's unique in New Hampshire. For more information, check out RathLaw.com. We're going to talk a little about the Red Sox here in this segment of the show with Dr. Moran. And the Red Sox have been making some news in that there's question as to what's going to take place next year with the team in a lot of different ways. But a lot of the big questions regards their starting pitching staff. And, you know, we've seen continuous issues with injuries for Nathan Eovaldi. David Price was on the DL for the end of last year, now the IL, the injured list. And, Chris Sale went to see Dr. Andrews. They were going to, rest and see how things went. And it seems like things are progressing well, for him. And a lot of the Red Sox fate next season rests in the health of their starting rotations. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Moran. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. How are you today?
Good. So it should be noted, of course, that Dr. Moran is not the team doctor for the Boston Red Sox, for the Fisher cast, but not for the Red Sox, and has not treated any of these individuals, but is familiar with their injuries and also familiar with the different courses of rehab and some of the treatment options for them. So start with Sale, and what have been your takeaways from that? You've trained with Dr. Andrews, as has Dr. Casey. So what were your takeaways from Sale and some of the challenges that he has with his throwing motion and the injuries that he's accumulated so far, and what are your takeaways?
Well, thanks, Chris, and you're right. I would be able to say nothing if I had any proprietary information. I noted that one of your sponsors was Rath Young and Pignatelli, and someone from the legal side of the world would be after me if I actually had information about Chris Sale as an individual. So I do not. But I did train with Dr. Andrews, and we saw many, many people whose name one would recognize with the same kind of injury. So I think I can fill in the blanks pretty well. There's only one difference now, and that is the role of PRP. And I know from just reading the press that, that Chris Sale got an injection of PRP. But the throwing motion of a pitcher is the most violent, repetitive motion in all of sports. Now, when we say that, sometimes people are a bit unbelieving because there are other more violent sports. Irish football, American football, hurling, rugby, things in which there's collision after collision of huge bodies. But they're not a repetitive injury. They're different every time. Even a fullback gets hit differently every time he carries the ball. So it's not repetitive. Whereas if one looked at the typical picture that is in a magazine of a pitcher, you will see the pitcher in the completely cocked position. And one should try and will not succeed to get one's arm in that same position. You really can't do it. The stress on that inside part of that elbow literally is trying to pull the elbow apart with every pitch. And it's frankly remarkable that everyone doesn't need Tommy John surgery. Now, Tommy John surgery refers to the operation that's done when the ligament that Chris Sale has injured, again, all my information just from the same information everybody else gets, is torn. Now, reading through the lines, I'm sure Dr. Andrews has gotten an MRI, and he is truly the Michelangelo of elbows. And I was very lucky to have trained with him. And I'm sure that MRI shows some attenuation, but not a complete tear of that ligament. So if you think of it as a rope, that there are probably some fibers of that rope, in this case ligament, that are frayed, and maybe some that are stretched, but that the bulk of them are still in continuity and are doing their job. Yet, when too few of them are working at doing that job, the individual will get pain. It's somewhat like if you had a work for a 10-man crew and only four guys showed up, those guys would be sore and tired by the end of the day because they're working too hard. And when that reaches that tipping point, then sometimes you can't ask a lower percentage of fibers that are intact to do the job, and then people get Tommy John surgery, which is a ligament replacement of that. It's not a repair, it's a replacement, just like an anterior cruciate ligament is a replacement, not a repair. So I think what Dr. Andrews is trying to do, again, my just reading through the lines, but I think I'm confident that I can read through those lines, is he's trying some PRP, he's trying some rest, he's trying to recover enough function in that ligament so that it gets to be over the threshold of bothering Chris Sale whenever he gets into that very stressful position. Mm-hmm. And sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't. And many of your listeners might wonder why one doesn't just go to the Tommy John surgery. Because Tommy John surgery is miraculous, but it doesn't work all the time. And the rate of getting pitchers back to their previous level of performance is about 65 to 70%, which is remarkable. But that's not 97.6, it's 65 to 70. So you have that operation only when you need it. The one thing that is part of Chris Sale's treatment now that didn't happen in the past is the platelet-rich plasma, which is PRP. And there's hope for that. There's hope that that actually helps with healing. There's no great proof yet. Mm. Everybody's waiting for there to be great proof with that course of action. And some people intuitively think that the data will be there soon to show that it really does work, but the data is not there yet to show that it really does work. And so in this situation, I'm sure Dr. Andrews is doing it because it might be a help. And if it helps a certain amount, then it keeps Chris on the mound and out of the operating room.
So you look at this with Sale, and obviously there's the potential for him to have to pitch through this for a period of time, because I assume that once he starts to throw again and the rest ends, there's a chance for it to, you know, obviously return. He's also had shoulder issues as well. So the option of the surgery is not a good one, because you mentioned always not necessarily a good one, because 60 to 70% chance of getting back to where he is, plus that sidelines him for over a year as well. So this seems to be, there's been discussion that this is good for Sale, but I'd say it's tenuous, correct?
That's a good point. There's an interesting corollary to this. There's a recent theory that actually having successful Tommy John surgery in the middle of the career can lengthen a pitcher's career. One wouldn't do it for that purpose, but just think about it. The shoulder and the core gets 18 months off. So you would never take someone at the top of their game, at the height of their career, and say, take a year and a half off. But that's what happens if one gets one's elbow fixed. But at the same time, you've had all that time to rest your shoulder, rest your core, strengthen your core, strengthen your shoulder, at which point they don't see the stress that they see also. So there's a new theory. There aren't enough people in the pool to have a real conclusion that if you have very successful Tommy John surgery, that you'll actually pitch later into your 30s because you had that 16, 18 months of rest. Again, no one would ever do it for that purpose. But it's a theory that I think has some reasonable advocates.
So quickly on David Price and Nathan Eovaldi. Price had a wrist, cyst on his wrist, which they sidelined him for. That obviously doesn't appear to be a long-term issue, and probably there was rest involved in that. Red Sox outside of the pennant race, and you know, take some wear and tear off of the shoulder. So you wouldn't be concerned about Price going to the season, or maybe?
Anytime it's on the throwing side. Anytime it's on the throwing side, you'll have to be a little concerned. But no, it shouldn't be. I always like to think if David Price was a free agent right now and had that history with his wrist and hand, would that lower his price tag? No, it wouldn't.
Okay, final thing on Pedroia, and Dustin Pedroia says he's going to play, told the Red Sox he intends to play this year. He had a press conference last year. I was there, and it seemed like that was the end, but he just didn't want to say it was the end. With Pedroia, is this just, you know, the ultimate warrior type of player trying once again to go out there and to compete in an endeavor that is not probably going to be successful? Or is this something where he has taken time off and perhaps, you know, the knee, which has been surgically repaired a number of times, is going to find the strength he needs to compete on a continuous basis? Because it's been more, can he come back and play day after day after day, as opposed to, you know, play one day and then take a week off, and you could probably do that, but baseball, you have to be out there.
Really interesting, and it'll be really interesting to follow him. I think you're absolutely right. I think this is a part Ultimate Warrior. This is what I do. You can't put me down, kind of thing. And it's I'm sure it's respected by everyone. And I'm again reading through the lines. I don't have any proprietary information. He's had 3 or 4 surgeries on that knee. Every time you do an operation on a joint, knee, elbow, shoulder, your ultimate goal of percentage of perfect gets diminished. And so his knee is never going to be great. But if it's even good, I'll bet he'll play. The other thing is that he probably has had every alternative medicine from PRP, platelet-rich plasma, to stem cells, to Eastern incense. He's probably done everything to get that knee from, again, I'm just estimating, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10 where he can't play, to 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 where he can play and he'll just suck it up and play because he's Dustin Pedroia. And people have done that. Again, this is totally far-fetched, but I don't think terribly much. For those who've also followed football, I think that's where Todd Gurley is mm-hmm. right now in the Rams. I mean, he sat out the Super Bowl. He's had multiple surgeries. He probably has some arthritis in that knee. Anybody who's had multiple surgeries will probably have some arthritis in the knee, and arthritis is the one thing that can get you. You can fix an ACL, you can fix a meniscus, but if you have arthritis, that can't be cured. Again, that's why some of the alternatives, like PRP and stem cells, are being used and probably should be used in a situation like that, because even though they're unproven, without it, it appears a career will end. And if a guy like Pedroia can get just good enough to tolerate what he feels, I think he'll play, and I think he'll be happy to play, because the other alternatives aren't good. His career's over. If I can talk about stem cells and PRP a little bit, I think all your listeners out there have to be very careful to, frankly, not be fleeced by people selling stem cell treatment. I can say right now that it might work, but that which is being presented to the public in what we see ads in the paper of free stem cell presentation at some hotel, I don't know these people. I can't say that they're not geniuses, but none of the people in the orthopedic or medicine community are holding back information that might work. These stem cells haven't been shown to work, and they will cost you a lot of money. And frankly, it's one of those situations in which we have our differences occasionally with insurance companies. I don't blame insurance companies a bit for not paying for stem cells. It is not a proven, efficacious, appropriate way to proceed for most things.
The final thing on actually CBD oil, and there's been a lot of discussion even within media as to whether we should promote it or allow for advertising of CBD oil. We have Gronk coming out saying, oh, it works for him. Now he's feeling better. Is that kind of in the same realm as some of the stem cell stuff that you're discussing, or where do you see it?
It's a little bit in the same realm. It's not quite as expensive, so people aren't quite making the windfalls with CBD oil. It's more available. The funny thing about a Gronk situation, again, I have to estimate, no proprietary information. I don't party with Gronk.
You wish you did, though.
Sometimes. Yeah. Probably be worn out by 4 o'clock, though. He's also rested for the first time in a long time. And he's lost
a ton of weight.
Yeah. And he's probably at the pool right now putting on sunscreen. So, yeah, he feels better. Is it the CBD oil? I don't think so, but again, please don't think that your orthopedic community is closed-minded to new things because they threaten the old things. We love new things, and as a matter of fact, when we finished our training, we were told something that's very pertinent. We were told, you've been well-trained, you're ready to go out and do a splendid job. But don't forget, if you're doing the same thing 5 years from now that you're doing now, you're behind. So we also try to keep up on all these things, but we don't want to sell people things that, that don't work.
As always, appreciate you joining us for the program. Look forward to talking again soon.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, Dr. Moran here at Concord Orthopedics. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program presented by ARP New Hampshire as well as the Concord Food Co-op. And that segment of the show brought to you by Rath Young and Pignatelli and RathLaw.com.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.